This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, and we are back on the Fan Morning Show. Doran Dickerson here with Adam Crowley. Chris Mack, Colin Dunlap, they're on vacation for, obviously, Thanksgiving. Shelby Cassesi will join us in about a couple minutes here. We'll get her thoughts on some things. But, Crowley, we are we're in a position today where we could watch World Cup. We could watch college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
We could watch NFL football.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen you do anything athletic in my life. So you might be a sneaky athlete. But I do know that you played soccer in high school for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You did do that. So if you're put to task, do you think that you could either kick a field goal from the same distance as a penalty kick in soccer with no defense? So it's just you kicking a field goal at the same distance as a penalty kick in soccer. Do you think you could either kick a field goal and make it, or a penalty kick in soccer and make it with a goalie?
I'd make a field goal from there. I've done that before. That's about as far as I'm going, though, because that's the 18-yard dot, so it'd be 28-yard field goal. I've done that.
28 yards?
Yeah.
When?
College. I have a video of it, actually, in college.
Really?
Yeah. I'll see if I can pull it up.
I'd like to see that.
That might have been an extra point that I had the video of. But I've kicked one from the dot before. My buddy and I, in our backyard, my neighbor had a fence, and then they had two trees behind the fence. So we would go back into my yard when it would snow out. We'd stand a football up. We'd kick field goals. Because that's how we are. We're losers. You're running around catching balls with your dad, right? You're running the fastest 40 for a tight end in NFL history. And my buddy, like, hey, let's kick some field goals in the backyard. So that's what we did. So I could do that. There's no way in hell that I'm putting one past the keeper. A real, like a World Cup quality keeper. I don't think so. I mean, it would have to be perfect. I'd have to hit it perfectly flush.
Isn't that like all anticipation? I mean, that goal net is pretty big. I feel like whenever they do get that free kick, that penalty kick, the percentage of making it has to be high.
I think we're also, my man, I would be a ball of nerves.
Would you?
I think I would. I wouldn't be able, because I could hit one flush and I could do it, right? But I do not have great confidence in my ability to hit one flush if that situation presented itself.
So you're in front of 100,000 people in both instances.
Then I'm missing both.
You're missing both.
No doubt. Because here's the other thing. We've talked about this with free throws. If I'm standing outside, I'm hitting 7 out of 10 free throws easy, just standing there by myself. If there's 30,000 people, I'm in the Carrier Dome, there's 35,000 people there, I might miss every shot.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know how you did it.
You just block it out. You don't even hear it. You don't see people.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, here comes Shelby.
Oh, we got to get her.
Yeah,
we got to get her here.
We got to get her. We got to get her. Look at Crowley.
Let's go!
Shelby, you know what this is?
I should probably turn her on here.
This is our World Cup dance that we've been doing for the last 3 days. Because we, degenerates, have been putting money on the World Cup games. As you know, that these games have been played at 5 a.m., you know, during the times of our shows. Mm. So we've been trying to make some money. We've hit, we've lost, and we created a dance. Ricky Martin. How do you feel about Ricky Martin?
I like him a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Some Livin' La Vida Loca really, really hits different, as you might say.
Yeah.
Nothing works in this place. Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I would just like to
say.
Here,
I'm with it. Here I am.
Just for the record here, I was doing the dance, and I said I better turn Shelby on. I meant the microphone.
Oh.
I just want everyone to know that out there.
We're really
I'm flubbing stuff back here.
We're really on it today. Shelby, do you like soccer?
No.
No?
No.
Have you watched any of the World Cup?
No.
Not once.
I'm not a soccer person.
See, I wasn't until a couple days ago.
Oh. You know what? I did get into it when the U.S. women won a few years ago. I found myself watching both U.S. women's soccer and that girl from Pittsburgh, Allison Risk, was in Wimbledon, I think. So soccer and tennis week for me that week.
Wow.
That week?
Yes.
That one time.
I'm back off the train, Crowley. I'm done with soccer. I think I'm done.
What about tomorrow at 2 whenever we take on those dirty bastards from England?
I'll be flying to Miami.
Oh.
Excited. Mm. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Shelby, Thanksgiving today. You have a Thanksgiving story. You told us a little bit of it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I kind of want you to expand on
the
that.
The nail in the turkey.
Yeah, what kind of were you honestly like worried that people would eat the nail and
I was
like, get
Googling
sick?
All sorts of like, what if the nail melted in the turkey and then there were chemicals in the turkey? What if it perforated someone's esophagus? My Google history was wild that morning. Then I was, you know, it's more common for maybe, say, a dog to eat a nail, you know, if it pops off and a dog just eats it. So I was Googling, will it hurt a dog? And because if it didn't hurt a dog, it likely won't hurt a human. And it seemed like, I don't know, it was like, take them to the vet to be sure. And I'm like, what if I'm killing a friend today?
Oh.
I invite them over for a nice Friendsgiving meal and perforate their esophagus.
So that was the last time that you made a turkey?
Yes. First and last.
Do you do anything else? Like today, will you make a side dish or will you make a dessert or even punch? Will you make anything?
No, I'm the lazy moocher family member.
Wow. Crowley, will you do anything today?
Cook? We're making...
No, you.
Oh, yeah. We're making... Well, we. It's a tandem process here. Me alone, yes. I will cut the cranberry sauce.
That's it.
Dump it right out of the can, right along the perforations. That's my move.
It's the little things.
It is. Who doesn't love a little cranberry sauce? But we, my wife and I, we're doing mushroom Florentine.
Mm.
Are you familiar with this?
No.
It's like mushroom. It's spinach. There's cheese in there. It tastes really good. It doesn't sound good, Dorm, but it is good.
I just don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, well, then there's nothing I can do for you. You know what my kid was doing the other day?
What?
Hammering black olives.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. You know what? No, I have to agree with her. I hate black olives.
No, she was hammering them as in she was just
crushing
them.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh,
my gosh. I woke up from a nap on the couch next to my daughter because I smelled olives, and I hate
them. Oh, I hate them. I hate them so much.
She ate an entire bowl. My wife cut her up black olives, and she was just hammering them.
Oh,
crushing them.
That just made me a little queasy.
Yeah.
How about people who like those stuffed olives, too? Like, they stuff them with...
Any olive.
Oh, my gosh.
An olive is one of those things. I try to pick them out of salads when they're on them, or what if there's anything in whatever I'm eating, I pick them out. And even if I get a sliver of an olive in a bite that I missed... It ruins the entire bite.
Absolutely. I'm like that with tomatoes too. I hate tomatoes. Mm.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I love tomatoes on a sandwich. The problem is they get so slippy slidey. You take a bite of your burger or your sandwich and they shoot right out.
Oh,
I'm with you on tomatoes.
Gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Anti-tomato.
Anti-fresh tomato.
Right. Exactly. Like I'll eat sauce. I'll have the pizza, things of that nature, but I won't eat like a whole sliced tomato.
Yeah.
If it's
tomato soup. Do you like tomato soup?
I'll eat tomato soup, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll eat tomato soup with like a grilled cheese, but like if I have if I order something, say from like Wendy's or something, and they have tomato and I ask for no tomato, I can't eat the sandwich.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You can't even pluck it off.
No, I can't take it off and eat it.
Wow.
Wow.
Just the smell, like the initial smell of it is just awful. Ooh. Oh.
Is there something that's going to be there at Thanksgiving today, guys, that you'll look at and go, yeah, thank you for all your hard work in bringing this, but I can't even look at it.
Absolutely.
It's the cranberries.
Stuffing.
Sacrilegious.
I know.
That is sacrilege.
It's not that good. It's soggy bread.
That's right. So is beer. If you really think about it. Wait a second. Are you talking cranberry sauce from the can, or are you talking like the real?
Any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I cut.
I won't eat that.
You won't have like a little sliver of cranberry sauce on your plate.
If I came over to your house and you said, I cut this cranberry just for you, I'd say, thank you so much, Adam. And I would eat a couple bites to be kind, but I wouldn't like it.
Oh, I mean, like, how do you eat cranberries with your meal? Like, do you like mix it all together or do you eat it by itself? Like, I've never.
Are you familiar with the Ocean Spray container?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I will just, it's usually one of those end of the meal. I'll have it on the plate. I'll get the stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. green beans, corn souffle, sweet potato pie,
goodness.
Mushroom Florentine. I'll do all that. And then at the end, a little sweet, bang. I'll wait for dessert later. A little sweet, cranberry, a little tart. Mm.
So cranberry is a part of the meal. It's not a part of the dessert. Is that how it goes?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
You know what? I'll bring stuffing in for you tomorrow.
No.
You're bringing in your stuff for me to try so I can be cultured, and I'll bring in some stuffing.
Yeah, but it's turkey. It's smoked turkey and fried turkey. It's not something that I like.
Sounds like it'd go good with stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ew.
So when you fry the turkey, you don't stuff it?
No.
Okay.
Whenever I smoked a turkey yesterday, I stuffed it with apples and oranges. Like,
that's
cut
good.
Up. That's what I stuff it with.
Drink a beer?
No, I did not.
Grow up.
I know. Wait, so stuffing the turkey, like you put the actual like bread in the...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then it
cooks. You don't have to do it that way, but yeah, it cooks inside the, gets all the juice and
that's the preferred
becomes
way,
soggy
right?
bread. Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it. You keep it in the turkey?
Yes. I mean, that is like the professional way to do it, but you can also cook it outside the turkey.
Well, I might try it.
With a nail.
Yes.
Yeah, with a nail. I need it with a nail.
That's key in the... In the stuffing, when you put the apples and oranges, just a quick acrylic nail, and that really adds to it.
We do have to go back to that for a second, because I love your train of thought is, well, if it doesn't kill a dog,
right.
yes.
it's not going to kill a human.
Right.
You know, most scientists are saying dogs and people are different. I'm just throwing that one out there.
Well, I'm saying, you know, like, a lot of things can poison a dog. You know, chocolate, I think, like,
yes.
grapes are really bad. Maybe, I don't know, I don't want to be giving out dog
no,
misinformation.
Grapes are bad.
But... A lot of things can harm a dog that don't hurt humans. So I figure if a nail doesn't hurt a dog, it might not hurt a human. Dogs also eat poop, though, so I don't know.
They do eat poop. I seen it.
You seen it?
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty. That's awful.
So you have mac and cheese?
Yes.
Do you smoke the mac and cheese?
No, there's not enough room. I would, though.
Yeah.
I would smoke it.
I've heard that's a
smoked
move.
Ham, too.
That sounds so good.
For ham. Tomorrow? For today, rather?
I'll do that probably on Christmas.
Okay.
Shelby, if you had to pick your number one pick for a turkey bowl of everybody here at the fan outside of me, who would you pick?
Just like a teammate?
Yeah, your number one pick. You had the first round pick of the draft, and you had to pick somebody. Who would it be here at the fan outside of me?
Probably Donnie Football.
Really?
Oh, that's a good call.
He's a lineman.
Yeah, but you need blocking. You went in the trenches, they say.
And plus, in a turkey bowl, you just need someone with, like, an overall skill set.
So, Donnie Football, you know what? Pony would be upset. He thinks he's this, like, world-class athlete that he could go out there and do anything.
So does
He'd
Kale.
Oh, Kale does, too.
Kale
that actually might
here.
Be a better pick.
Kale?
I might take
Get out of here with this. You can't. We don't need to inflate Kale's ego anymore here, Shelby.
Kale literally thinks he could beat me in a 40-yard dash. Like, for real.
That's tough. You are the record holder for tight ends.
I think obviously he's doing it on purpose, but there's a piece of him that thinks that
he's trolling.
Actually, yes.
I would beat him in a 40.
Yeah, I think so.
I would beat everybody at the station apart from you in a 40.
Really?
I would. I'm fast. You don't know this about me. And you know, I feel weird saying I'm fast to Dorrant. Like I'm regular human
well,
fast.
Well, removing him from the equation, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Shelby?
Shelby might be fast.
No. I did track and field in middle school.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a better distance runner, but I was too lazy to run the distances, so I was a sprinter. I have a lot of fifth and sixth place ribbons from that, guys. It was bad.
But you were a volleyball player, right?
Yeah.
that was your main sport?
Yeah.
Did you play basketball at all?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
In middle school.
You're tall, aren't you? How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay.
Shelby would be my first round pick.
I'm a little clumsy.
I think you can get it together. You like to compete, though. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that in you. You know, even telling stories about your volleyball league and you know, how people will challenge you, and you obviously fighting back. And I think that you have that competitive nature that no matter what happens, I can count on you, and you'll be my foxhole. Yes. You'll be there.
I'll be there.
I love it. All right, Shelby, we'll catch up with you in the next hour. Okay, we appreciate you stopping by.
I'll be back soon.
Yes, thank you. Crowley?
Doran?
What do we got next?
What do we got next? Turducken.
Turducken.
That's right.
Have you ever had turducken?
I have not.
Me neither. I would love to have it, though. Do you like duck?
Yes.
Do you like chicken?
Yes.
Do you like turkey?
I do.
Turducken.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
But that's you don't like stuffing.
So no stuffing in the turducken?
I mean, doesn't then the duck itself become the stuffing? A philosophical question for the ages.
Turducken, up next.
Mm-hmm. Penguins win last night, 2-1. Evgeny Malkin scores in the shootout on Evgeny Malkin night. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. It's Crowley here for the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. That's right. The official sportsbook of the diehard Pittsburgh sports fan. It's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend. Go ahead, join me. Bet Penn's hockey, bet the black and gold every week. Bet all your favorite college teams live in-game betting. You can bet on the action as it happens. Download the Bet Parks app right now. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet is not a winner. BetParks.com's got all the terms and conditions, sportsbook and casino, all in one amazing app. Bet on more than the score. Bet on player performances like who scores touchdowns, points, rebounds, assists, goal scores, much more. BetParks Sportsbook and Casino app, where odds, slots, bets, and games all come together right in your pocket. Join me with BetParks right now. Must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, turducken. I've never had a turducken. Crowley's never had a turducken. You stuff the turducken, I guess, with stuffing, or is the duck the stuffing? I don't know what it is. Crowley, what is turducken?
It's, well, why don't we let John Madden tell us?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Again, a happy Thanksgiving. Look what we got. We got a fan back there, but we got a turducken, right?
Yeah. This is a turducken right here, where we got, you know what a turducken is? A turducken, this thing here, is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned turkey. With stuffing, now you're talking. And that has eight legs.
The legs got to have a bone, doesn't it? It can't be deboned if it's got legs.
No, then we put the legs on it, too. See, and you just kind of cut this right down the middle, and then you cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now, that's there. That's turducken. Then over there, we have the turkey. See, now, here's the turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs. So six of these legs, or one of these legs, or two of these six legs are going to be given to someone. I mean, whoever you want to give them to.
What do you want to do with those grapes?
No, the grapes are gone, and then I'm going to eat the turducken with anyone who wants to go on the way to Kansas City.
You know, you got one leg, you got two legs, you got three legs. The best part about that clip, and obviously we love the late John Madden, fantastic, and a huge staple in football in general. But the funniest part to me about that clip is whenever he was trying to describe the turducken to Pat Summerall, and somebody's in the background getting absolutely demolished.
Yes.
Just like a boom, boom, boom.
Dude, I love that. Summerall was clearly trying to wind John up there. I mean, Madden, what a classic. A classic American.
Yes.
And the first Thanksgiving we'll have now without John Madden.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. The best.
Well, what do you do with the grapes, John? You don't eat the grapes. There's 1 leg, 2 legs, 3 legs, 4 legs, and then inside the turkey is a deboned chicken, and then inside the chicken is a deboned duck, and then you have the stuffing too. So you put it all together, and I'm gonna eat the chicken and the duck and the turkey. Now, I'm not gonna eat the stuffing because I don't like stuffing, but there's 8 legs, and you know what? We're gonna watch football. We're gonna play football. The Cowboys are doing great.
A turkey has 4 legs, by the way. So I don't know if he's counting because it's the turkey that has the duck inside of it, and there's a chicken inside of that, if all the legs are sticking out.
I think all the legs are sticking out.
Wonderful stuff.
We got to look that up. Jeff Hathorn's coming up next. Oh, I forgot to tell you that the Fan Morning Show is presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. As I just said, Jeff Hathorn, our very own, the greatest man on the planet, up next here on the Fan Morning Show. It is 7:33 a.m. Get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. Joining us right now is our very own Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, happy Thanksgiving. How are things with you?
Same to you, Doran. Yeah, we got a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm thankful for, you know, Crowley. I'm thankful for Shelby joining in. I'm thankful for you joining in. You're a fantastic guy and man of many talents. Jeff, real quick, though, we have a little debate going on. Crowley put this out as a tweet. Who would your first-round pick be at the fan station for a Turkey Bowl outside of myself? Who would your number one pick be outside of myself if you had to play a Turkey Bowl today?
Wow.
Zeiss?
Oh, that's a great call.
Zeiss.
What do you think Zeiss brings to the table in a Turkey Bowl?
Zeiss, he was an athlete in college. Plus, you know, he's going to do what it takes to win. Let's just put it that way.
I totally agree. Zeiss has that mentality. He's going to go after it. He wants to win at all costs.
Who's the last pick?
Clothesline, you know, blue foot. It doesn't matter. Zeiss is going to play to win.
I want to know who Mr. Irrelevant is, Jeff. You're too nice, though. You're probably not going to throw anyone under the bus here.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't think of one.
Pony?
I know I'm copping out here.
Pony. Well, Jeff, you know what? Well, obviously, it's Thanksgiving and, you know, nostalgic memories. Obviously, of John Madden, we just played a clip of his turducken explanation during a broadcast back in the 90s, Pat Summerall. And, you know, we'll get to some Steelers stuff in a minute, but I kind of wanted to ask you this. You know, was Pat Summerall and John Madden focal points in your career, like wanting to be a broadcaster? Because not only are you a fantastic reporter, you're a broadcaster, play-by-play guy for football, play-by-play guy for basketball. Was John Madden or Pat Summerall influential in your development for being a broadcaster?
Oh, yeah. And what made Summerall so good that you find out when you start doing it is he allowed Madden to be Madden. You know, it wasn't where his ego had to be stroked. You know, he had to make a bigger presence in those broadcasts. Like he would basically say about 4 words and let Madden go. And that's a skill. When you've got that kind of talent, you know, or that type of appeal in your color analyst, I mean, I don't think it's to be sold short of how well Summerall made him. Yes, Madden was talented. Without Summerall and the way he handled that, Madden never would have grown to what he was.
I think that's well said. Obviously, Madden was in a category of his own. Were there any other color commentary guys growing up that did have similar personality? Or I guess I'll frame it this way, Jeff. Like, do you prefer a color commentary guy that's a great analyst, like maybe a Kirk Herbstreit, or somebody that does bring personality to the table as sort of a character in their own right?
Yeah, you know what? Let me put it this way. I've always thought that the play-by-play guy should almost be anonymous. You know, whether you're setting up the players on the field by telling stories or whatever, or it's a strong color analyst. You know, that person has to be flexible enough. But yeah, maybe you know their name, but you should know because of what's going on the field, not because of the attention that they bring to themselves. And that's always the type of, you know, play-by-play guy. And I think a really good example of that here in town is Bill Hillgrove. Bill never made it about himself. It wasn't about Bill. You know, people know Bill because he's been around for 50 years. But he wasn't dying to say, hey, look at me. I'm wearing some crazy jacket. Or, hey, look at me. I did something weird. It was always about the kids or about the Steelers. So I think Bill is a great example of how I believe a play-by-play guy should be.
Jeff, thinking back to every snap that Kenny Pickett has played this year, you know, have you seen enough out of him that warrants that first-round pick title next to his name? Has he shown flashes to you at times that it's like, oh, that is worth the first-round pick of the draft? Have you seen that out of Kenny enough this year?
Man, you'd love to see more, right? I mean, you'd love to see, you know, Dan Marino's rookie year. But it hasn't been that. And I think there are a couple of reasons for it. And some of that is possibly some of the play calling that he started a little bit later. So he's not, you know, he's not midway through his first season. He's just, what, six games into his first season. So he's not, he might be farther along had he started from the beginning of the year. But I have seen some, not enough, but I've seen some, there isn't anything that tells me, wow, he's overmatched. Are there times where you wish you would have made a better throw or a better decision? Yes, more consistency, absolutely. But I think you're seeing flashes. And, you know, I did a story earlier this week. When you look at some of the rookie quarterbacks, there are very few that really burst on the scene and had it all figured out. You know, Josh Allen struggled. Look at even a guy like Geno Smith. You know, Geno went to New York. He was kind of forgotten about, and now Geno's in a system that works for him. He just found that right fit, and he's a, you know, he's a top five quarterback when you look at passer efficiency and QBR. So I think Kenny's a guy that will grow, but you have to be patient because it's not just going to come overnight. It doesn't for most rookies. Even Ben, when you look at his first few games, man, he had some crazy talent around him, and he utilized it, and it made him grow a little faster. Like, Kenny isn't the beneficiary of that kind of talent.
I'm having trouble here, Jeff, because the only reason to watch the Steelers, in my opinion, the rest of the way is Kenny Pickett. They're 3-7. They're obviously not going to make the playoffs. But at the same time, I don't want to get too high or too low on Kenny Pickett. I want to be patient with him. So how do I do that when he's the only reason I'm watching the game, Jeff?
It's funny. I had a guy come up to me at the Pete last night and just say, you know, he started talking about the Steelers. He's like, you know, here's how I'm playing this out. Kenny improves, Steelers lose. That's what I want the rest of the season. I think a lot of people have that type of mentality. You know, hey, if Kenny can make some improvements, but the Steelers lose a lot of games to get a higher pick, that they're cool with that. I'm not into the, you know, rooting to lose thing yet, but I think a lot of people would be thrilled, not thrilled, would accept the season if they see improvement from Kenny. But still, you know, get a top 10 draft pick.
Well, Jeff, enjoy your day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And we appreciate you taking some time this morning to join the Fan Morning Show.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Jeff. Thank you. Thank you to Jeff Hathorn. Does a fantastic job at many different things. He's just so multi-talented. He's an awesome person, too, as well. Something's back. I think Pittsburgh fans and Steeler fans are going to be extremely excited about what is back. We'll talk about that next on the Fan Morning Show.
What a tease by Doran Dickerson. I don't even know what he's going to talk about. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet or Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. I want to know. Penguins win last night 2-1. Evgeny Malkin scores in the shootout on Evgeny Malkin Day. You're looking for football later on, 12:30. You got Lions and Bills kicking off. You can hear it right here on The Fan on your Odyssey app. AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Welcome back. Dreams were yours.
This is perfect. That same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed. Welcome back, huh? Great pull there, Crowley.
Thank you.
Nice soothing song. People should be excited because you know what's coming back. It's Heinz. Heinz in a partnership with Acrisure Stadium. Now, I've known, and we've been talking about this, obviously, for months whenever it went down that Acrisure Stadium was buying the rights. I'm still calling it Heinz Field. It's Heinz Field to me. I don't even know how to say Acrisure, Acrisure, whatever it is. What a terrible name. Kind of faded away. Nobody really talks about it. But now, it seems like Heinz is in a partnership with Acrisure to be a part of some branding back here in Pittsburgh, Crowley.
You're darn right. And you can find out more at 937thefan.com. That's right. But I was just looking at the story, Doran, and people might care. Outside of Gate C, going to have some signage. Another place in the stadium going to have some signage. But I am happy to report to all y'all out there, all yins out there, guess what? Ketchup bottles, they're staying.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Or they're coming back. Did they take them down?
Yeah, they took them down.
They're putting them back up, baby.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
The red zone. The ketchup zone. That's fantastic. No, I even said in the beginning, why not have, you know, Acrisure Stadium at Heinz Field? Like, I mean, it could have been that easy. I don't know what they're actually going to, you know, put their branding and where they're going to and how they're going to do it. I'm sure that there's a lot of talks of maybe, you know, not renovating Heinz Field, but I've heard some things that, you know, there could be some interesting developments going on down
you
there.
You did hear that. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what Heinz is, you know, going to be a part of, but it's nice to have their name floating around. It's nice to have their name back so people can have those memories of being at Heinz Field. That's fantastic. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can also text us at the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Now, I just asked Jeff this question, Crowley, about his first-round pick at 93.7 The Fan if we had to play a Turkey Bowl today. And you put a tweet out, mm-hmm. and you're getting a lot of traction from this tweet. Who's the number one name that people are kind of, you know, together on?
It's no good here. It's no good here, Doran.
No good?
Cale Burger.
What?
Cale Burger has gotten a fair amount of votes in this. Somebody asked, did Cale Burger play quarterback in high school? I heard he did, but was on the bench. And I heard that from Cale himself.
Same.
But he also has said he can spin it.
He can throw pretty decently. I've played catch with him.
Really?
It's decent.
He's got a good arm?
He's got probably the best arm here.
Yeah. Good traits.
Good traits, yes.
Solid bloodline.
Solid bloodline. You got that going.
Quick release.
Yes.
It was also the summer of Cale, so I've been told, where he lost a bunch of weight and he's looking svelte.
You didn't know Cale whenever, you know, before his weight loss. I mean, he's like night and day different.
I did not know.
Good on him.
I did look back at some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did lose a lot of weight. So Cale Burger's leading. Who's second?
Cale's leading. Zeiss has gotten a couple of picks. Someone said Arthur Motes. Get out of here with Motes. Because if we're not going to pick Doran, you're not going to pick Motes.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't count. And then Donnie Football.
How come you haven't gotten any votes?
5'9", 150.
Yeah, but you're fast.
I am fast.
How fast? How fast do you think you could run a 40 right now?
I have no idea how fast I would run a 40.
How fast do you think you could run a 40?
5'2".
5'2"? That's all right.
What did you run? 4?
4.38. 4.38. Yeah. Unofficial.
That's official to me, pal.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I was fast.
I think Zeiss is a good athlete.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good athlete.
Now, will he be in shape to be a good athlete? That's the question.
He's a rah-rah leader. Gets the mentality right. I think he'd be good going up against those millennial guys in the afternoon. Pony and Muller.
Who do you think's a better athlete out of Pony or Muller?
Muller. Although, I went to that basketball thing with Pony, and it seemed like everything he was doing was in slow motion. But he was effective, and I stink. I mean, I was awful, so let's just get that right out of the way. He was pretty good.
Yeah?
Created his own shot, very smart player. He's got some height, too, in basketball. But Mulsey used to run all the time. Mulsey also hit 9 straight threes. So I would give the nod to Chris, I think.
See, I played basketball with Pony before. He's kind of gritty, you know.
Yeah.
He can get some rebounds, and, you know, he's a good player – He's a good role player on your basketball team.
Try-hard guy, too.
Very try-hard guy because, you know, he's like, I'm Andrew Filippone, and I got to show that I'm actually an athlete. Well, okay. Mueller, to me, I've played golf with Mueller a bunch of times.
Yeah.
That's the only athletic thing I think I've done with him. But Mueller's one of those type of guys that if he picked up a ping pong paddle, he'd be good.
Yeah.
If he played pool, he'd be good. He's one of those type of, like, athletes, those extracurricular athletes, I call them, that can play darts. Or can throw darts. You know, he can do all that stuff. Just by the way I see him swing a golf club, you could just tell that he's got it in tune.
Yeah. Is he good at golf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've beat him the last two times, though. It's not sat well with him.
Knee injury.
That's his excuse.
I'm sure he's brought that up.
Oh, yeah. He wore a brace one time.
That poor sap. I came in here last Friday, and I think it was only his second day back in studio, and his chair was down so low because he has trouble getting into it, I imagine. All you saw in the 93.7 The Fan web stream was the top of his dome. You just saw the reflective head of Chris Mueller, and it took him like 20 minutes to walk out of here. I felt so bad.
Oh, I know. Chris is a great guy.
Oh, I love Mueller.
I feel bad for him, though. Why? I put up a pony every day.
It's a mental exercise.
Yeah.
Day in and day out.
Has to be tough.
They got after it on Monday.
At each other?
Yeah. Defense's fault or offense's fault for the game on Sunday.
Should we play the clip?
We could play the clip.
A little later, maybe?
We could.
Oh.
A little testy between those two.
I like it.
Trouble in paradise?
Maybe a little bit.
The people are asking.
What'd Donnie Football say? He have anything to say about it?
He took Mulsey's side.
Wow.
He did.
That's unethical.
I don't think Pony liked it.
That's unethical. We need to create an event where it's a fan morning show against the PM team. Something of a competition so we could just put this to rest. Because I feel that they talk about us on their show way more than we talk about them. Now I'm giving them some airtime right now. I get it. But they talk about us because I think they're jealous of us. I think they're jealous of our prowess, of our swag.
Oh, we got swag.
You know, we got to create something where we have to have a face-off or debate against the PM team. I'm really into it.
I'm into it, too. We got to figure something out. We beat them in a lot of things, I believe. Somebody tweeted Ron Coke, by the way. Not Ron Cook, Ron Coke.
Oh.
That's what they called Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, fan weather. Highs today in the mid-50s. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. In great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet.
That's the weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.